land with an armload of records to spin. Coming up, Bill. Land. Move it on over and let him in. He plays the tops, the latest hits. You'll hear the pops, your favorites. So listen to Bill Land. All one and all on the Bill Land Show.
Yes, sir, Dick Jacobs and the Tower Trot, and we're about ready to trot into news time. 2 minutes before 7:55 news time. We have sunshine outside, a high of 65 today expected. We'll have nice, pleasant spring-type weather. You know, the surge of cold air that was pushing southward across northern Ontario last night has disappeared, so it looks like spring is here to stay. Now, don't you run away, because we have more music for you after the news, so don't you go away.
There's the little bird singing on the B.A. side.
Easy listening, coming on your radio. Easy listening, on the Harvey Dog Show.
Good morning, it's your little chum Harvey again with another mid-morning session of Top Tunes on Platter, spiced with a little chatter. Here's more of the favorite music you hear around the clock on the new chum, plus the latest news, weather, and time, and a few helpful hints on what and where to buy. So stay with it for a while, 10:50 on your dial, and let's pass the time together pleasantly. Come along and hum along on the new CHUM.
You can listen to your radio. You can listen everywhere you go. Here we go, here comes the show. Now it's time for the Harvey Dobbs Show.
Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and welcome, boys. Here we come, a lot of number 29 in. What are you going to give for them? I'm a 20, try to get $30, 30, make it 30, bid of 30, now five, another $40, 40, 45.
Now, friends, it's time for Canada's biggest country music show, Josh King's Country Caravan.
Swinging along in a western style, making your listening day worthwhile. Listen to Josh King on CHUM. 10:50 is the spot. Western swing, that's really hot. Country music just for you. Played the way you like it too on CHUM on the Josh King Show.
Hey, all right now. Hey, whoa. Just sit down there, man, and mind your own P's and Q's there. Quiet, horses. All right now, friends, it's so fine to have you with us. Just simmer down there, and we'll welcome out here to entertain you an old friend of ours from South Central Arkansas, the man with the cedarwood trousers, well, Mr. Mel Tucker.
I'm worried now, but I won't be worried.
Get going. Come on, get going.
For a little while, look, coming down the aisle, listen, music with a smile, it's the Phil Stone Show. Here we go.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome once again to the Phil Stone Show. Again, we have for you news about people and places, a smatter of chatter, time and temperature, but most of all, here on the new chum, we have music you can hum.
There's music and fun and everything. You'll dance with joy and sing and swing, 'cause here comes the Phil Stone Show. Number one on your hit parade. Here on Chum 1050 in Toronto.
Yes, sir, and there you had it. The tune that's roofed the top, the number one record on the new Chum Top 50 survey. And you heard it on the new Chum, where you're never more than moments from music.
Now's the time for music on the Pete Nordheimer Show. You can lose those blues quick. Get set, get ready to go.
with the very top tunes from across the land. Your favorite singers and your favorite bands. Now's the time for music on the Pete Nordheimer Show.
Yes, welcome to the show. Traffic conditions normal on a warm spring afternoon. Always good news for the motorists. Stay with us for the next 55 minutes for temperature, time, traffic tips, and the tops in tunes.
We were the first in Canada anyway, but the idea was that it was working in the United States. Why wouldn't it work in Canada? It was a dawn-to-dusk operation, and you weren't going to get any audience that way, so we had to get it on the air 24 hours a day. Once we hit that point, we went rock and roll. My friends all said I was crazy, and of course the disc jockeys that were working on Chum, they didn't like it either. It was very difficult to get them to play the 40 records only. I was very hopeful that the format would catch on here in Toronto. I had so much opposition that it was hard to believe that it would catch on, because everybody told me it was wrong and that I should take it off the air. I came close a few times, you know, because you get a little fed up with people saying how rotten it is. But I hung in and there were some supporters, but not very many.